King of Kings, written by Wilbur Smith and read by Elliot Chapman.
Part 1, January 1887. Amber Benbrook was dazzled for a moment as she stepped out from the shadowy cool of the Gezira Club into the Cairo sun. She lost her footing on the shallow steps that led down to the gravel driveway and instinctively clutched the arm of her fiancé, Major Penrod Ballantyne. He steadied her and looked down fondly into her lovely eyes. She smiled back up at him.
"I don't think I'm quite used to these new boots yet, Penny. The shop girl said they're quite the latest thing, and they were terribly expensive, but it seems they aren't really made to be walking about in."
She sighed and poked one foot out from under the long folds of her striped skirt, turning her ankle a little to examine her neat suede boots with their delicate low heel and elaborate fastening of hooks, eyes and ribbons.
"In the harem I used to go about barefoot most days."
Penrod clenched his jaw. Captain Burnett and Lieutenant Butcher of Her Majesty's Coldstream Guards were standing behind them in the shade of the portico. They would have certainly heard Amber's little speech, and her remark about the harem would be spread around the club before dinner. Penrod admired Amber, loved her even, but he would have to explain to her again that the fiancé of a senior officer should not speak of certain things in public, and her time living in the harem of Osman Atlan, numbered among the greatest enemies of the British Empire, was most certainly one of them. In the fortnight since their engagement, Penrod had discovered that being linked to such a famous young lady had its disadvantages as well as its pleasures. Amber was in many ways a gemstone of the first water. She was beautiful, stunningly so. Her old nurse in the Sudan had called her Alzara, the flower, and the name suited her. At 16, her figure was youthfully slim yet womanly, and although she had lived most of her life in Africa, her skin was the colour of cream, and she had the blonde hair and blue eyes of an angel on a Christmas postcard. She also had an innocent charm, was clever without being opinionated, and friendly without being forward. Thus far, she was an ideal choice for a man such as Penrod. He was an ambitious officer already decorated for his bravery, but he had a tendency to clash with his superiors from time to time, and had a temper he could not always control. Such a charming and lovely wife should have been a perfect political asset, smoothing his ascent through the ranks to high command. However, it was not just Amber's beauty that made her famous. Her history also made her an object of fascination. She was one of the few survivors of the siege of Khartoum, that terrible stain on British imperial pride. For 10 months, General Gordon, hero of British campaigns in China, had defended the city from the rebel warriors of Sudan and their spiritual leader, hailed as the prophet reborn by his followers but called the Mad Mahdi by the horrified reporters of the British newspapers. As members of Parliament in Westminster and the leader writers of the London press demanded Gordon be saved, the ministers of state hesitated and the city was left to starve. Penrod had been the only intelligence officer able to slip across enemy lines and bring the messages and orders of their government to Gordon and the British consul in the city, David Benbrook. Then Penrod had met the beautiful Benbrook girls, the eldest, Rebecca, acting as hostess over her father's table of scraps, and the twin sisters, Amber and Saffron, who spent most of their days grinding river weed to feed the people. Penrod had fought on the walls of the city to fend off the repeated assaults of the Mahdi's warriors, and then led the government's troops through the treacherous desert to lift the siege, but relief came too late. Before the British forces could reach Khartoum, the dervishes launched one final attack across the river. Through a daze of hunger and fever, Amber Benbrook saw Gordon killed and her own father beheaded in the street as he tried to lead his family to safety. Amber's twin, Saffron, had escaped with a trader who had also been caught up in the siege, a man called Ryder Courtney, whom she had since married. But Amber and her elder sister Rachel were taken as spoils of war and held first by the Mahdi himself, then by his most powerful warlord, Osman Atlan. Penrod refused to desert the sisters, but was betrayed as he infiltrated Osman's camp, then held as Osman's slave and tortured for many months.